Hey, it's Coach Pete. Retirement comes a lot faster than we realize it will. Wouldn't it be great to be looking forward to it and be financially secure when you get to the magic day? Well, folks, that's why it's important to work with a financial coach who understands the need for proper planning before, during, and after retirement, and why I recommend you call my close personal friend and coach in your area. And in Chicagoland, I recommend you call my local financial coach, John Kelly, at 800-477-1135. That's 800-477-1135.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions about how to safely and properly allocate your investments, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Broadcasting from coast to coast, it's the Financial Safari with your host, Coach Pete Deruta. Coach Pete and his guests are some of the nation's top financial professionals. They make it their mission to guide investors through the treacherous jungle of the financial world, showing them how to grow, keep, and leave their money for their loved ones. Coach Pete is a frequent contributor to Fox Business Network, CNBC, The Wall Street Journal, and many other news outlets. They come to Coach Pete for their answers, and now so can you. So stick around and find out how to make it through the jungle of the financial world on The Financial Safari.
And it is The Financial Safari. I'm Kit Fitzsimmons, here with one of our consumer advocates, Thomas Lipscomb, as well as our national best-selling author, Coach Pete Deruta. How are you guys doing today?
Doing well, thanks.
I'm doing great. Hope you are.
Oh, absolutely.
Thomas, don't sound so excited over there. Get some coffee.
Right.
Well, we wanted to start off today with some news since we are heading into the nitty-gritty of the election season. We have the results from a stock market expert looking at the data from every presidential election going back to 1944. This comes from Sam Stovall of S&P Global Market Intelligence. He looked over all of the data and found that if stocks rose in price from July 31st to October 31st, the party that currently controlled the White House won the election 82% of the time. And similarly, if stocks fell, voters opted to kick out the party in power and replace it 86% of the time. So 70 years, what are we looking at here?
Well, a good example of this is 2008.
Mm-hmm.
Remember how bad the economy was? I mean, basically, it didn't matter who the Republicans put up. They weren't going to win.
Yeah, it was tough.
It's a funny little world, though, when we talk about what people study and what dates they pick. So they basically look at the numbers from one date to another, and then they look at the other dates until they get one that really pushes their stats out there, pushes their point, right? Mm-hmm. So what did he say? What was the dates there?
July 31st to October 31st.
Okay, so maybe because it didn't work if he said from June to October, right?
Exactly.
So, you know, that, and I see this all the time in the financial world, by the way. Some of the people who are pushing one product all the time, they motivate or manipulate the data to pick and choose the numbers they want. And I see this when people are pushing all market all the time. Hey, get in the market. It always performs. Well, not always, does it?
No.
So if you're retiring one day and the next day the market falls 40% in the next 6 months and you're starting to live on that money you have in the market, you're in a lot of trouble.
Exactly.
So you have to be very careful about trusting numbers. I do like numbers, but I don't like the numbers that are manipulated sometimes, right? But that is an interesting stat, Kit.
It's interesting because that time period that he's picked seems like it's important because it's the last 3 months right before the election.
That's a 100-day countdown. That's when all the, that's when you get bombarded. Mm-hmm. With the media buys, all the different commercials, and folks get ready because it's on its way right now. And every single place you turn, someone's talking about politics, and it's all over the place. So it's a good time to, maybe if we were cavemen, to go back to the cave for 100 days. Right?
It's true. Well, and it makes me wonder, Coach, you know, if the Olympics is every 4 years, who says that's not just another trigger for these going one way or another? It makes you wonder, where is your source of information coming from? Like you were saying, where are they getting these stats? Where are they running them? Are they true valuations?
Well, I love trivia, and it's fun to look at trivia, but yeah. I mean, it's also trivial sometimes to look at certain numbers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. So if you are looking at your current portfolio and hoping that your current current financial advisor is not just giving you stats from out of thin air. If you want a coach who is looking out for you and who can put together a plan that is taking into account your specific details and making sure that you are on the right path to retirement, then today is the day to get that process started. And if you have a question or if you'd like to qualify for a no-cost consult with a local financial coach right there in your area, call Coach Pete's personal hotline now, and he will get you in touch with your local financial coach. 800-604-1099 is the number. That's 800-604-1099. And we've got a great interview with your local financial coach coming up on the Financial Safari.
This is Shannon Reeves, your mortgage angel.
If you're current on your mortgage but have had difficulty refinancing in the past, the Home Affordability Refinance Program, otherwise known as HARP, could provide you a solution even if you owe more than your home is currently worth. There are a few items to consider when determining if you are eligible for HARP refinance. First, you must have originated your existing loan before June 1st, 2009, and you should check with your existing servicer to find out if your loan is currently owned by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. A HARP loan refinance can help you lower your interest rate, switch to a fixed rate mortgage, or shorten your current mortgage term. There is an application deadline of December 31st, 2016, so don't wait to see if you can qualify for a HARP refinance today.
This is Shannon Reeves, your mortgage angel.
And it's time for Words from the Past, where we look at famous faces from history, either distant history or more recent, and see if what they said back then still applies today. Today's quote comes from Jack Benny, comedian, vaudevillian, radio, television, and film actor, and violinist. His exaggerated bass character was a miser, which might be why he once said, quote, "Try to save something while your salary is small. It's impossible to save after you begin to earn more."
You know what, Kit? What's a vaudevillian?
Someone who gets out there on vaudeville, but they always say a vaudevillian as if it's
So where's vaudeville? Do you know any, you know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't know.
Either. But Kit just acted like he was like, just a matter of fact. No, I can't believe you don't know what a vaudevillian is.
Hey, I was going with it.
Classic. So vaudeville is actually the classic variety stage shows that they would put on. So vaudeville would be like one of those, hey, Morty, did you hear the one about? So two guys with straw hats and canes jumping out on stage. Way back in the day, when they stopped having silent movies and started having talkies, they would have vaudevillians. Okay. They were the people who would perform for vaudeville.
So Kit with a very strong background in the drama world, see?
That's what I bring. What I bring to the air.
You see? Sounds like something a guy would say. Kit, come out. Hey, come out over here, tough guy, you see?
Exactly.
All right. The quote is funny, though. And let's get back to that. It distracted me when I saw that vaudevillian, and I've always been known as someone who pulls the emergency brake up and gets a full understanding before we go forward. And I think a lot of people out there in the listening audience probably did not know what a vaudevillian was either. There's always going to be an Alex Trebek or two out there who act like they did and really didn't. All right, so to save something while your salary is small is important because it's impossible to save after you begin to earn more. And I see this. As people make more, what do they also do?
They spend more.
And what the most impossible thing to do is to go from making a lot of money to making less than a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And you know what happens when you retire many times? You go from making a lot of money to making less money, unless you have an income plan set up or a real plan set up for retirement. I really advise my clients to keep working and keep saving until they reach that magic point where they can hit that financial cruise control button, retire, and have the income not be interrupted that much. If not, maybe even increase income using a bucketing strategy. This is possible, Kit. It's possible.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And it's not about taking the lump sum and just going to retirement with a bunch of cash bags. It's about having the mailman bring you cash bags every month for the rest of your life in an income plan. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of financial strategies and vehicles out there that will enable you to have more money in retirement to spend than you ever imagined.
Exactly. You don't want to have to become a miser in retirement, pinching every single penny because you're afraid that you're going to outlive your money. You want to have that plan in place ahead of time so you know you're on the right track. And it's easy to get that process started. You can sit down with a financial coach, one of the members of our team across the country, and make sure that you're getting your questions answered and the education you deserve. If you have a question or would like to qualify for a no-cost consult with a financial coach right there in your area, call Coach Pete's personal hotline now, and he will get you in touch with your local financial coach. The number is 800-604-1099. Again, that's 800-604-1099. We're looking out for you every single week here on the Financial Safari.